Hey everybody. So I put up a couple of videos over on TikTok because over the last month and a half, I've gotten more than 1 million views now on that channel, on that page, which is pretty amazing. 1 million views, only putting in, you know, a few minutes a day or whenever something happens and I feel like sounding off, you know, some big news story. But more traffic now than I was getting at the height of my YouTube days. So talk about vindication or an answered prayer or whatever. Those videos on our TikTok page are getting more traffic than I was getting at the height of the YouTube career. And one of the videos, over 450,000 views at the moment. So thank you guys if you're over there spreading the word. But a couple of those videos I did on Larry Fink and BlackRock and the allegations that BlackRock tried to harm Bitcoin earlier this year with the implosion of that stable coin they went after, Luna. All that stuff we talked about on the show when I interviewed Justin Giefer. So I'll put a link in the description of that episode so you can listen to it after you listen to this. And Giefer walked listeners through the allegations of how exactly BlackRock dented the price of Bitcoin. Now, if you're one of the nearly 200 million people who own Bitcoin or another leading cryptocurrency, and you're wondering why are you down 50% when everything was going so great, all these companies are adopting it, banks want to store it on behalf of their customers, et cetera, et cetera. All these great things happening, Congress working on a pro-crypto bill that would move most of the regulation from the SEC, which has been really strict on crypto, to the CFTC, which would treat it more like a commodity, which is exactly what most cryptos are. They're mined digital commodities. They're not securities. They're not stocks. Therefore, it doesn't make a lot of sense for the SEC to be the primary one, supervising everything. And so things were on a roll. Plus, inflation is taking off and people are looking for inflation hedges. And then out of nowhere, Bitcoin craters. And out comes this story about how Luna is unsafe and we can't let people use cryptos anymore. And in comes all these government shills in D.C. to say, oh, we can't let the people use crypto. Look at what happened. Money was lost. Money was lost allegedly because of BlackRock's maliciousness, because of their malicious trades. Now, I don't want to go through those trades because we've already talked about it in that interview. Again, I'll put a link in the description. But it's so weird to me that I do a couple of videos talking about Larry Fink and the videos get taken down by TikTok because they are reported for harassment. I'm not harassing Larry Fink. I don't know him personally. I'm not like standing outside of his apartment yelling BlackRock harmed Bitcoin. You know, it's not harassment. I'm just a journalist sharing these allegations and sharing our research. And I just have a very macro view of the world. Most people are so focused on their little slice of reality that they just can't zoom out. You know, somebody's a cardiologist and you ask them a problem you're having, you know, with your nervous system or your brain, they don't know what to tell you. They don't have the slightest idea. They say, go see a neurologist. And you talk to somebody who repairs Teslas and you drive in with your Ford, they can't fix your Ford. They've only learned how to fix specific parts of electric cars. You know, so our world today, everybody's so compartmentalized, and there are a lot of benefits to that because there's an answer for everything. But there are some downsides, which is when there are a handful of predators in our society, it's hard for people to zoom out all the way and see what's going on. Why is it that BlackRock is so against 200 million of us holding Bitcoin? Well, this is where zooming out and taking the macro perspective, right, a bigger view, actually helps. And the simple reality is that this trillionaire man baby, Larry Fink, was born into his money. Everything BlackRock does is to try to make the public think they're so great at their trades and this guy's such a genius. He was born into his money. The Rockefellers, more than 100 years ago, were worth more than, adjusted for inflation, $400 billion. So that's more than $100 billion more than Elon Musk is worth. Yet they had it 100 years ago. So imagine, if you will, that Elon Musk lived a century ago and then his descendants for the next 100 years use all of that money to get as much political influence as possible and to buy up the corporate media and to buy up and influence the pharmaceutical industry and, of course, the oil industry. Exxon was a spinoff from Standard Oil, which the Rockefellers owned. And you think about that level of influence and power. They're not even hiding it. BlackRock, Rockefeller. So what Larry Fink has done is not money laundering, it's like lineage laundering, right? To make you think he's smarter than all these other people on the street, when no, he was just born into way more money. And people say, well, why doesn't he have Rockefeller as the last name? Your last name changes due to marriage. It's like people saying Klaus Schwab is not a Rothschild. Well, his mom was a Rothschild and his father was a Schwab. So the name changes, but the lineage and the money supply is still very much held close to the family. And so these creeps from our past, from our industrial past, are just opposed to the people having peer-to-peer money. It really is that simple. Larry Fink has trillions, and if crypto comes in, his trillions are less rare and less coveted. And that's all it's about. And this guy is a financial predator, in my opinion, because he's used all of America's resources to maintain and grow his wealth, right? And the Rockefellers, of course, used everything America had to get into their perch, their little top shelf existence where they're richer than everybody. They used America. They used everything here. They used our system to their benefit. And now they're trying to crater it so that the rest of us can't have the successes that Larry Fink and his ancestors had. It's absolutely outrageous. So he has been quoted as saying, I'm a globalist and proud of it. Weird for the largest manager of American retirement funds and stuff to say he's a globalist and proud of it. Then how can we trust you with managing American wealth? I mean, true globalism is to lower America so that we're on an equal footing with everybody else and to cave in the West so that the developing world has a chance. And it's not right. The guy's a traitor. As a traitor to our people, traitor to our country, traitor to the West, traitor to the financial system, because he's not about investing in innovative stuff like crypto. He's just about denting in anything that's competition. So, not impressed. Not impressed with you, Larry Fink. And to be clear, I don't think he's personally reporting our videos. I know how this works. You know, they pay a PR firm or an image management firm, and it skims sites like TikTok, and they see hashtag BlackRock or hashtag Larry Fink, and then they report the videos. So the fact that they're so thin-skinned and so threatened by what I'm saying, which is that Larry Fink is the descendant of the Rockefellers. His money comes from inheritance, not from killer trades. And if you want to blame somebody for the drop in crypto, we all believed in it. None of us left crypto. Is that out of nowhere, this guy tries to cave it in with his money. And I don't appreciate that. I think it's lame. And you also got back in March 2020, he sends out a letter to all BlackRock shareholders less than 2 months after COVID begins, right? January 2020 is all those cheesy videos of people dropping dead in China and them spraying the sidewalks to, you know, sanitize. And then less than 2 months later, early March of 2020, he issues a letter to all BlackRock shareholders saying basically, this is it. This is how we usher in the new world order. This is how we achieve all our goals. How did he know that this is going to be a 2-year-long pandemic just 2 months in? I mean, these people grabbed onto COVID, if not manufactured it outright, used their money to push these faulty vaccines and harm Americans and harm members of our military and law enforcement and destroy our fucking way of life. That's what they did. That's treason. This guy should not be holding people's retirement funds. He should be investigated for treason. Thank you guys for listening.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. Fulcrumnews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.